Life is full of unexpected turns, but none of them catch God off guard. Unknown. I met my husband, Phil, in 1960. We were introduced by our kindergarten teacher, Miss Hess, at Pennell Elementary School in Philadelphia, PA. Over the years, we shared classrooms, lived just blocks from each other, and worshiped at the same church. Our families knew one another, and we even shared Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners. I attended his family's funerals, and he was by my side during surgery in my 30s. When we reached high school, Phil attended Central Philadelphia's all-boys school while I went to the Philadelphia High School for Girls. He was brilliant, skipped a grade, and graduated before me. He attended Millersville College, where he excelled at basketball, eventually earning a spot in the NBA with the Washington Bullets. Phil and I dated on and off for years. He married and later divorced, and somewhere in between, we found our way back to each other. 58 years after that kindergarten introduction, we finally got married. When I called friends and family to share the news, no one asked who I was marrying. They just said, "It's about time." Phil came with a bonus, Christian. Christian is now 26 years old. My sunshine. Smart, inquisitive, opinionated, and handsome. He'll change the world if the world doesn't change him first. I tell you this because, as you read through this journey, there may be moments where Phil's choices or my reactions don't paint the prettiest picture. You may wonder, is he a good man? Or even, does she really love him? Let me be clear, Philip Bernard Walker is a good man. I may not always like his decisions, but I love him deeply. The week of the 11th of March 2024, the Walker household was filled with anticipation, but not the kind that brings excitement. It was a tension that lingered, thick in the air, weighted with uncertainty. I had recently undergone a mammogram, an ultrasound, and a biopsy. Now I was waiting for the results. At the same time, Phil was waiting for answers of his own.